It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from two anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at WBEZ.org/donate. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Bulls head coach Billy Donovan is leaving. Donovan led the Bulls for the past six seasons, but only qualified for the playoffs once. Donovan says now is the right time to leave since the Bulls are searching for a new head of basketball operations. He feels the team should be able to bring in a new coach with them. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says it was a natural time for a split.
The fact is he's been coaching for 30 some years already. And so it could be just a mental break he wants to take. Of course, we've also been hearing that there might be other job openings that he may look at, because it's very discombobulating when you don't have a front office in play and they may or may not want him.
The move comes just 2 weeks after Bulls president Michael Reinsdorf publicly expressed interest in keeping Donovan. He even suggested a candidate for a front office position would be disqualified if they did not want to retain Donovan. Public transportation commuters could see more Chicago police and Cook County sheriff's officers on trains and buses. The city has ended a $44 million contract with a private security company in favor of boosting patrols of public law enforcement. Here's acting CTA President Nora Learson.
So you're going to see uniformed officers across the system in a targeted, data-informed way that's driven by feedback from our riders, from our employees, as well as the data that we're seeing.
Learson says her agency is working to increase law enforcement patrol hours by 75%. This is part of a new safety plan submitted to the federal government in March. The feds had threatened to cut federal funding if Chicago did not submit a safety plan following several high-profile attacks on the CTA. A new report shows the Chicago City Council does not have the proper resources to independently analyze the budget it is tasked with approving each year. The Inspector General report shows the City Council Office of Financial Analysis lacks access to essential data to make timely reports for the council. The report says the office should seek unhindered access to city data and conduct a staffing analysis to determine its needs. And Pope Leo XIV has paid tribute today to Pope Francis on the first anniversary of Francis's death. The Chicago-born Leo recalled the preaching of Francis about God's mercy and his gestures of solidarity with poor people. The American Pope delivered the tribute in Italian while speaking with reporters aboard the papal plane on the final leg of his four-nation African trip. In his tribute, the Pope recalled with precision some of Francis's most memorable homilies and messages. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago Latino Film Festival is underway in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. This two-week event spotlights more than 80 titles from around the world. It's the largest and longest-running festival dedicated to showcasing work by Latino filmmakers in the country. Now, this year's event comes at an intensely political time for some filmmakers and their subjects. Ambar Colon with the Sun-Times joined me to share some highlights.
Tell us about some of the films that are sparking conversation at the fest this year.
Yeah. So probably the one that I'm personally most excited about is Soy Franquelda. It's a dark fantasy stop motion film by Mexican brothers Arturo and Roy Ambriz. The brothers have created Mexico's first ever stop motion animated film.
That sounds amazing.
It was created entirely in Mexico. And Guillermo del Toro, who we all know from Pan's Labyrinth, Frankenstein. Yes. So he backed that film and supported them. Wow. So it's highly anticipated, and it'll be definitely in sort of that like Tim Burton-esque style that we all know and love. There are also several thrillers this year, which is super exciting. There's a heart-pounding sci-fi film called Borealis from Puerto Rico. And then from Colombian director Thomas Corredor comes Noviembre, which is also his feature debut.
How does the political landscape and the current intense focus on immigration have an impact on this fest?
Yeah, so I think, you know, art always responds to the moment.
Right.
And the filmmakers in these different Latin American countries have been dealing with, you know, U.S. imperialism for decades. So they're all responding in certain ways. They're, I think this film fest is great. It's a way to, like, sort of travel to these different countries, and especially through these, like, historical fictions and documentaries. It's a good way to for viewers to kind of see how did we arrive to this moment in the U.S. and within immigration policy.
So I know we've got feature films from around the world, but let's get a little hyper-focused here. Four of these productions are Chicago-made. I want to hear more about those.
Yeah. So the first one, which I'd like to talk about, is called Abel. It tells the life story. It's a documentary from a DePaul professor, actually. It tells the life story of Abel Beverman. He is a local photographer who woke up blind suddenly one day from a rare genetic condition. His life completely changed, but he was a commercial fashion photographer. So he has just like these incredible archives, and his former DePaul professor wanted to like showcase that and show the world basically what Abel has been able to accomplish throughout his life. That one is being screened alongside Sorda, which is a film about a deaf woman. There's also a thriller, a short thriller from Free Spirit Media. It's called Lluvia, which explores microaggressions and racism in the workplace. Created with Purpose is a short documentary from the Autism Hero Project about autism in the Latino community. And then lastly, we have Cake, which is a short fiction. It's all about director Eric Juarez's 7th birthday.
And now I know that a lot of the films are in Spanish, but not all films are in Spanish. What other languages can viewers hear?
Yeah, so Portuguese is a big language, probably like the second most popular language that you'll hear in the films at the Chicago Latino Film Festival. Fear not, every film includes English subtitles, though, so you'll be able to understand even if you don't speak Portuguese. There's also Haitian Creole, French. In Runa Simi, there is Quechua spoken, so that film is all about a father-son duo who've taken it upon themselves to dub The Lion King completely in Quechua, which is also the most widely spoken indigenous language in all of South America.
The Chicago Latino Film Fest runs through April 27th at Landmark's Century Center Cinema in Lakeview. Weather, a windy, warm day, some scattered showers, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy and a few isolated showers, a low in the low 50s, and sunny and pleasant for Wednesday. Tomorrow's high in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.